ED214 Gaming Podcast is for mature audiences only. Any videos, music, or entertainment not originating from DD214 Gaming is used and covered under Section 107 of the Copyright Act of 1976, also known as fair use. Opinions expressed are our own and do not represent any DoD or U.S. government entities as a whole. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. Viewer and listener discretion is advised. You are no longer alone now, because we have you.
What is going on, everybody?
Oh, man, we are going to have a problem Easter weekend because ain't nobody going to eat fucking Easter dinner because our asses are going to be killing the bathrooms this weekend, dude. Guys.
Asses of fire like Terrence and Phillip. Happy fucking Easter, guys. How are you guys doing on this happy, happy Resurrection Day? How are you guys doing? How are you guys doing?
I'm scared. I'm ready. I'm about to smoke this last cigarette, you know, to mentally prepare myself.
We're all about to see the second coming of Christ.
Second coming of something, dude. But you're going to see something.
This is definitely going to be, I mean, look. This
is the most nuts I'm ever going to have taken in my mouth ever.
Yeah. I can't necessarily
say the same thing. It may or may not have had.
Like, if you hadn't taken more nuts than this in your mouth, it would be, we'd have to revoke your cross rifles.
I mean, listen, there's sometimes, you know, when you do dirty jobs and you go to dirty places, you have to do dirty stuff. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes that equates to taking a lot of stuff like directly to the face. You know what I'm saying? Like just straight to your face. So unfortunately, this is probably not the most amount of nuts I've ever had in my mouth. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really sorry.
Yeah. Now, I'm sorry. I'm pretty sure I can hear everybody asking, why are they talking about taking nuts in their mouths? Well, John, you want to explain what we're going to be starting our episode out with this week?
What are we going to be starting our episode out with this week, John?
Death.
Death. That's one of my names. That's one of my names.
He put a spoiler alert. What are we talking about? Hey, God.
What are we talking about?
Oh,
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
This is going to be an absolutely untraditional. Where's my box at?
This is a fucking banger.
Fucking Jesus Christ.
This is going to be a banger. This is going to be a fucking banger.
So we got five small bags of nuts in front of us, guys. Five small bags, okay? Let's first off, which one do you think is the one that's going to give you trouble?
Honestly, like, I'm not, like, all of them probably. Like, I don't know. I mean, I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no clue.
I'm going to say...
You know, I've done the chip challenge, and I can handle my heat, but I watched the videos, and the videos of this particular challenge made me very nervous. I'm not gonna lie. Like, it's okay. It's okay to be afraid. You know, we're a band of brothers here. We're gonna do it fucking together, bro. We're gonna do it together.
I'm
afraid, but I'm just gonna fucking do it.
Yeah, I mean, what we're gonna do together is run through this box real quick. I'm gonna take it straight to the face, bro.
I'm gonna say level four. By the time we hit level four, that's where the struggle's really gonna start happening. Now, is level one, two, and three gonna be fucking death? Probably not.
He said number one.
Number one. I'm just showing that I'm not tampering with with seals, and like that I am in fact freaking.
By the way, these
serving sizes are supposed to be for like two or three people. One to three people. So we basically said we were gonna just take all of it.
We're going to take as much as we can.
Yeah, as much as we can handle.
So each one of us has a different spice tolerance. Okay. So
I'm just going to regardless of what level I make it to, I'm just going to eat the whole fucking bag. How about that?
Two guys have different spice tolerances. One guy has no spice tolerance, and that's what I'm scared of. But
John, come on now.
Number four.
Oh, no, I'm taking the whole fucking bag to the fucking face also, Jay. I'm right there with you.
Guys, I'm not going to lie to you. Disqualify me already, but I am doing this enough. But I think we'll see what happens. But I know four is going to fuck me up, but I think three is going to start making me cough a little bit. Go ahead.
So you know, there's five levels here with this Death Nut Challenge.
Yeah, what's number
now, one? We have some rules from them. It came with a rule card. Here's what we do here at the DD214 podcast. Nobody tells us what the fuck to do.
Whatever the fuck we want. So what are we gonna do, Joe?
We're going to hit a level. We're gonna start obviously with level one. Again, package is untampered, not opened. I can shake it this way, shake it that way. You don't see anything come out. We're going to start with level one. After each level, we're going to do some kind of set of challenges or a game, a couple rounds of a game. Once we're done with that couple rounds, we move to the next level. Now, is this us properly doing the challenge? Fuck no. This is us doing it the DD214 fucking way. We had to listen to rules too much when we were in. My DD214 protecteth me from fucking rules going forward.
This is a barracks party, so we're gonna enjoy a very festive, happy Easter, happy equinox, happy freaking pagan solar freaking whatever the fuck god you believe in day. All right, we're fucking people been doing this shit for thousands of years, getting fucked up because fucking spring arrived again. So we're gonna like get fucked up on you know. For your guys' entertainment.
It's Friday. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean,
happy fucking Easter.
Go
ahead, John. Look, heat level. Jay, you want to read what heat level one is real quick? We'll run through these five. We'll start feasting.
All right. So from the box itself, number one, heat level is mild. Are you ready for this? A special blend of Carolina Reaper, Dateel peppers, and the deliciously warm West Indies Scotch Bonnet. Oh, Scotch Bonnet.
Oh, shit. Number two, Scalini.
So,
Red Snapper. We're going to actually.
Oh, you want to? Do you want to read each one as we
we're
go?
We're going to read each one as we go. Yeah. That way it's right. Fresh.
Yeah. Are you ready for your enema?
Hey, I'm just cutting this, and I will hold this up before I
Jay, why aren't you putting gloves on yet?
Because I'm just like shooting it straight into my fucking mouth.
I'm still wearing gloves just in case any powder.
Dude, what did I say earlier? I've taken fucking nuts to the face before, bro. $20 is 20 fucking bucks. Leave me alone.
All right. So.
All right. Just.
It has been opened.
Just leave a guy alone.
That one doesn't have a hot smell to it.
What does it smell
like? This just smells like fucking peanuts.
Oh, guess yeah, we're going to find out. It's
definitely got a kick to it.
Let's find out.
You guys, as me and Jay are like, it smells like fucking nuts. John's like, it's got a kick.
Right in my face. You guys ready?
All righty.
Cheers, motherfuckers. Happy Easter, Bahia. Guys. Happy Easter. Whatever Happy you Easter, celebrate, guys. Enjoy your day.
Here we go. No. No. Mm-mm. Nope.
John, you're such a fucking trooper, dude. I love you so much, dude. It's just, dude, they were right, Squealing. It's just like dry as fuck. I've still got like the whole wad in my mouth right now.
I might not make it past level 2. Fuck.
I'm not. Guys.
Hey, who's got that fucking Survivor song? Put that shit on right now. 20 fucks got Survivor.
Oh,
fuck yeah.
Oh.
Got the karaoke version.
Well, you guys gotta believe. You just gotta believe in yourself. You're gonna do this, homies.
Guys. I can't.
All right, so what's the first challenge?
Hold on.
Word association.
Gotta give John a minute.
That was kind of sweet. There was a little
it sweetness. Was sweet.
There was a little sweetness.
But it sneaks up. It sneaks up.
I'm waiting.
Guys, I'm not going to be able to do this.
You're good, brother.
We love it. No, fucking. John, dude. John.
I'm sorry, man.
Don't apologize.
When we met you, dude, almost 3 years ago, you never would have even touched this shit. Look at what you just did.
I'm sorry. I got to try to tamper this down with something.
I'm sorry, guys. Yo.
Am I going solo? Is Jay flying solo?
Oh, I'm gonna still try level 2. But I'm going to do a shot of sugar first.
As you were.
Can I lick it? Can I lick it?
Do whatever you want, homie. You're good. You guys are good. Nobody has to do anything freaking or not do anything. This is all for fun. There's no rules. Here at DD214 Gaming, we believe in piracy. All right? We believe in freaking true freedom. Freedom to do whatever the fuck you want.
Oh, God, I've got, like, snot.
We still got to play a game, right?
Yeah. Word association. Let's go, baby. The first word.
Oh, dude, Jay, the fucking sugar works.
It works. The sugar's nice.
I don't have any sugar. I don't have any sugar. I have no sugar. I honestly didn't bring anything around me to do really much with. I just kind of like, I'm just going to take it to the face and.
I did it mainly for the death nut, but Jesus fucking Christ. That was a lot of Reaper.
Oh, guys, God. I'm so sorry.
Do you want me to go to level 2? Do you want me to go to level 2 and start the game?
First word, angry. I am so angry right now.
Wait, what's the game? What are the rules? What are we supposed to do here?
I don't know what word association is.
Oh, you! Oh, we're like.
I'm just gonna say a word, and I'm gonna tell you how I feel. Angry.
Jay. First thing that comes to mind when I see anger.
Is me, really? Really? I mean, you're not wrong. I'll go with red. I'll go with red on that one. Angry, I will associate with red. I'll just associate with red.
Second word. The color of my face right now.
Yeah. You are red. A little red, Joe.
Squillini, angry.
Wait.
I already said.
You already said.
Second word.
Fuck. Wasn't joking.
Autopsy, which is what's about to happen to me after this night is done.
Autopsy.
Jay. Huh? Jay also comes to mind when I hear autopsy. Due to his days stacking bodies.
Autopsy. Oh boy. Man, that's a good one. I'm gonna say
my anus. My anus is what comes to mind when the word autopsy comes into play right now.
I'm gonna say uncomfortable information. Uncomfortable information. That is my association with autopsy. Uncomfortable information.
Oh God, don't swallow your spit.
I'm going to level two, guys. I gotta go without you. I'm gonna go to level two.
I'll lick it. Hang on, and we'll play some Family Feud.
Oh no! Yeah, I want to lick it. It's okay.
We're gonna take a little bit more of a in between than Jay, because apparently level You're one fine. Didn't do shit to him.
Yeah, I'm straight recovering right now. Like if I go any longer, level two is gonna be like closer to level one, even if it's hotter. It's gonna be like.
Yeah, I think I'm just gonna do two nuts out of level fucking two.
I may
level still five. I might just one. Lick.
I still may just
oh.
Shoot the second one.
Level two, heat level medium. Heat level medium. The party is starting. Carolina Reaper, Boot, Jalokia, Ghost Peppers.
Ghost Peppers.
And the Wicked Seven Pot Brain Strain Pepper. Let's find out. John, what's the next word?
Are you good?
My wife took it like a champ.
Fucking A, she did. I believe it. I believe
she
it.
She needs to get on camera too, then. If she's going to be in the background taking them too.
She's going to be the guest. Our second guest. Here we go. Hang on.
That way we can at least fully see her damn, at least fully see her fucking face when she does this shit.
All right, you're part of this now. Second word. I may just put it in my mouth and suck the spice.
Oh God!
put it in your mouth and suck it. Oh wait,
yeah. John sucks nuts. Everybody, John sucks nuts.
Yo, this is crazy.
I'm already on gloves too.
Let me get a small one. Let me get a small one from number one.
Okay, who's handling captions? Jay, he's setting himself up. We just need like a long list of John and nut jokes right now.
Next word: expense. The Death Nut Challenge was a bad expense.
Expense. The unfortunate occurrence as a result of your own actions.
Oh, what are we paying? Dictionary?
Thought we were doing word association.
Yeah.
How's that going for you? How's sucking on that nut going for you?
All right, one more word. You ready, Smiley? You ready, Dre?
Oh, yeah.
His red.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Is a fucking firecracker.
Yeah.
Why did I suggest this shit?
The next word is rice.
Patty.
Vietnam.
Rice and beans.
All right, what's the next game?
Next game is Family Feud.
I think what gets you is when you have to chew that whole fucking wad of them, and it's just coating the inside of your mouth.
Pretty much. That's what I'm getting out of it, too.
Oh, my God. What did I
do? Just doing one of the level two had nowhere near as effect as a whole pack of level one. Wait, there's the spice. It's sneaking up. Holy fuck.
All right, boys. Oh, here we go.
You got this, Jay.
We're making it.
I'm sorry that I can't shoot, but I'm at least going to make a fucking effort, man. I'm at least going to make some type
of... I'm never going to give you up. I'm never going to let you down. I'll never turn around. or desert you?
I am an American soldier.
Let's go. Let's go, Jay.
Fuck, you know how long it's been since I've said the fucking Soldier's Creed? I have to pull that shit up.
I'll just pull it up, guys. Let's pull up the Soldier's Creed, boys.
Yeah, why not?
Let's do the Soldier's Creed while sucking on the second one.
I'm already done.
I know you are. But I know it would
be... Yeah, I've already ate... I didn't suck on the second one. I ate three of them. I just took them straight to the fucking face.
Okay.
Suffering. Right. Just fucking suffering.
All right, here, hang on. I'm going to suck on this, guys. I'm sorry. This is a pussy thing for me to do. What?
Okay. She leaving?
No. She has to check something. Okay. All right, give me 1 second. Guys, I just want you to know. I just want you to know that I'm sorry that I'm so sorry.
Okay? You're fine, dude. You're fine, man. You're gonna do John. John. Fine, dude. Relax. You did good. We're all doing good. There's no fucking rules here. You just went fucking farther than you fucking ever would have fucking gone before. Ever. There's no fucking rules.
You said you were gonna suck on it.
Like he's fucking ingesting. He's fucking doing it.
I'm just salivating like crazy. That's all I'm doing right now.
One. Let's do it. One, two, three. I am an American soldier.
I'm a warrior and a member of a team. I serve the people of the United States and live the Army values. I will always place the mission first. I will never accept defeat.
I will never quit. I will never
leave a fallen comrade. I am disciplined, physically and mentally tough, trained and proficient in my warrior tasks and drills.
I always maintain
my arms, my equipment, and myself. I am an expert, and I am a professional. I stand ready to deploy, engage, and destroy the enemies of the United States and America in close combat. I am a guardian of freedom in the American way of life. I am an American soldier.
All right, I'm going to do level 3.
None of us were on fucking par with that.
I'm going to do. I'll do level 3, and. After level 3, I'll do the Infantryman's Creed. How about that?
Let me know when you're ready for Family Feud.
Yeah, let me go with Family Feud.
We're here.
Oh yeah. Okay. All right. All right, how do we play this shit? What are we doing here?
It's like a survey.
Okay.
Okay.
I see the screen, yeah?
All right.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's going to put him against somebody that's online.
Yeah. Round 1.
So got you.
Name an improper place to crack jokes.
Church.
Church. All right.
Boom, motherfucker. I said number one, bitch.
Surgery.
Doctor's office.
Oh God damn it.
Place to crack a joke. Fuck. A wedding. No, don't type wedding. Fuck that. It don't make no
sense. Fuck happened. And we lost John.
I don't know what happened. I'm still here.
All right, I'm gonna fucking read the fucking number 3 for this. As soon as I feel the shit start fading, I'm just gonna go to the next one. Number 3, heat level. Job interview, and what was the last one?
I didn't see it.
Number 3, heat level, getting there. Question your commitment. Carolina Reaper, seven pot doula, and a double shot of Boot Jolokia ghost peppers. Double shot, huh? Don't you go fuck yourself, dude. Fuck.
Fuck. Oh my god, guys.
As much on camera as I can here. Robble, robble, robble.
Name an occasion when people gather just to honor you. Your funeral.
Funeral. Fucking A. Fucking A.
Wedding.
A wedding.
A wedding didn't even make the fucking list.
Graduation. Graduation?
Yeah, graduation. The fuck? Reunion.
Retirement.
Oh, fuck. Retirement. Fucking A, retirement. All right. Hey, number three, down the hatch. Here we go.
We did it, boys.
We did it. I don't want to die today.
I'm sweating like a fucking pig getting fucked by the president of England, bro.
Fuck yeah, bro.
Oh, my God.
You mean a whore in church?
You're a champion, John. You're a champion.
A champion? Well, where's my
Is that milk stuff? Helping any?
A little bit.
Absolutely not.
Sugar is doing the work, though.
That sugar is the fucking trick.
Yeah, it is. Oh.
All right. Oh.
Almost regurgitated right there. Hold on. I'm trying. That was number three.
That's where it's getting a little tough for you.
Trying to keep it all. I'm trying to keep it all down the hatch. That was number three. Holy shit. That was number three. Oh my god.
I'm glad I brought these containers, Jay.
Oh my fucking god. I fucking did fucking. Yeah. Let's fucking do it. You guys fucking ready, dude? Can somebody play like the opening fucking couple of fucking riffs of fucking Fight for Your Right to Party, dude?
Look at that shit.
That was three.
Look at how red level three is.
I got you.
Hey, hey, give me some fucking tiger again, dude. Give me fucking. That was number three, dude. We gotta get fucking motivated, dude. We got two levels left.
Oh, my nose.
Yeah. All right, this game is next. What are we doing next? We're going to get a DMC on that.
No, we're not, because it's not the lyrics or anything. It's just the audio.
We're allowed to do that? You know what? I don't care if we're allowed to do that. Fuck it.
We're not monetized anyway. I'm pulling out the agree or disagree cards. But before I do, I am going to take the chance to at least...
I just did.
Lick this thing, okay?
Lick what?
Lick the vagina, because that's what I have after this, but... Oh my god. Smells horrible. Oh, shit.
John, oh. Don't do it.
Fuck you.
I'm begging you not to, bro.
I'm telling you to. Do it, John. You should just eat it.
I'm more focusing on Frenchie's face at this point.
Just eat the whole thing.
Frenchie's doing such a good fucking job right now.
She's the real MVP of this episode.
Have you drank anything at all?
Do you see how, like, fucking glistening my forehead is right now?
Yeah.
Hang on. Hang on. Hang on.
After we do four and five, I'm shotgunning a fucking beer. Fuck this shit.
Peace is a lie. Peace is a lie. There is only passion. Through passion, I gain strength. Through strength, I gain power. Through power, I gain victory. Through victory, my chains are broken. The force shall set me free.
What creed was that?
I am one with the force. The force is with me. I am one with the force. The force is with me.
The infantryman's creed.
The infantryman's creed.
I am the infantry. I am my country's strength in war, her deterrent in peace. I am the heart of the fight, wherever, whenever. I carry America's faith and honor against her enemies. I am the queen of battle. I am what my country expects me to be, the best trained soldier in the world. In the race for victory, I am swift, determined, and courageous, armed with the fierce will to win. Never will I betray my country's trust. Always I fight on, through the foe, to the objective, to triumph over all. If necessary, I will fight to my death. By my steadfast courage, I have won over 200 years of freedom. I yield not to weakness, to hunger, to cowardice, to fatigue, to superior odds, for I am mentally tough, physically strong, and morally straight. I forsake not my country, my mission, my comrades, my sacred duty. I am relentless. I am always there, now and forever. I am the infantry. Follow me!
Agree.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, Tater. I'm sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to tap you there. I got pumped up on the infantryman's creed. All right, level 4.
Agree.
Level 4, he leveled. Oh, yes. Oh, excuse me. Oh, hell yes, hot.
Wait. Jay, what? Wait. Wait, what? Let's do this real quick. Wait.
What you got to do?
Agree or disagree?
Agree. Okay, sorry. Sorry, my bad. I got excited. Infantryman's creed pumps me up, bro. I got motivated as fuck right there, man. I'm sorry.
Candyland is a good game.
What is it? What's it called?
Candyland. No, disagree.
Agree, it's a good game.
Why do you disagree, Squillini?
Oh! I've just never been a fan of Candyland.
You don't like rainbow and candy and stripes and colors? Squillini? Yes. Is that what it is? Is that where is that? Is that
hey,
where
hey, 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 hey. Let's not turn this that direction, Jay.
Okay. I'm so sorry on Easter Sunday. On Easter Sunday, you had to bring that to the table, Joe? Is that what we're going to do at the family table?
I just said...
Are we going to do that again this
year? Sir, I'm going to have to politely ask you...
Shut up, bitch!
John, what's next? I know what's next.
No, what? Dogs would make better drivers than cats.
Agree. Dogs would
absolutely make better drivers than cats. 100% agree. I think we all know why. I think every last one of us knows why.
I wouldn't trust my cat behind the fucking wheel of a car if my life depended on it.
I would, in fact, trust a dog to at least make it partway down my driveway before driving it into a building. You know what I mean? Like
before trying to take the tree out so it can finally get to the elusive squirrel that fucking kept getting away from it.
I'm telling you.
A bar of soap cannot be dirty.
Disagree. That's a scientific fact, actually. Bars of soap can actually be quite nasty.
Okay. Bacteria can form on a bar of soap.
You're supposed to put them under the water and lightly rub them with your hands before you begin applying them during your shower.
Because it gets that film of bacteria, that layer of bacteria off when you do that.
It's called personal hygiene, you dirty fucks. Learn how to fucking wash your ass. What the fuck, man? Y'all are fucking nasty, dude.
A cupcake is a muffin, not a cake.
A what?
A cupcake is a muffin, not a cake. Disagree.
I don't even know how to answer that. I'm not
so,
a fucking cook.
So,
I don't.
So here's the thing. So yes, a cupcake
is typically a
baked good. And a muffin's a baked good.
Fuck.
However, a muffin is the equivalent to like a bread, where a cupcake is using cake batter to make a personal sized cake.
Okay. You already lost me at fucking.
Yeah, I know. You just lost a couple more of your infantry brain cells.
literal leakage out of my ear, dude. Like just a little, like I just lost like 10,000 brain cells. Like they were already fighting in the first place, dude. John, can I go to level four yet? Or
give me three more, man. Give me three more. Come on, we need to extend the episode. We're only at 35 minutes. Come on.
Don't worry. We're gonna go, dude.
We're
not gonna stop, dude. Like nothing is gonna stop us from making time.
No, we'll finish level five, and then me and Jay will just start shotgunning beers.
It's Easter solstice.
I'm tell you why?
It's Easter solstice, pagan buttfuck, whatever resurrection day. Like we're gonna fucking party, bro. Like.
Hear me out real quick. Hear me out.
What?
I'm only asking you just to take it as a pace because when you stop taking the nut, that means it's going to unmotivate me to at least lick it. Just hang on a minute.
John wants to lick it. John likes
it. So Jay taking a nut motivates John to lick a nut. This is really good to know. I knew the two of you had something going on. I didn't think it was that kind of something, though.
Definitely homoerotic.
Halloween is the most fun holiday.
Ooh, good question. I don't know how to answer that one. Disagree. I'm just gonna disagree in principle.
I mean, as a kid, I would say agree. If I went back to childhood, as an adult, not so much because now. As an adult, it's my responsibility to either take my kid trick-or-treating or handing candy out to kids that are trick-or-treating.
Well,
and
as you become a parent and then, you start enjoying the holidays more because your kids are enjoying them, you know? Yeah. So where some of the magic might've died for you, it's kind of like, there's a little bit of a resurgence, right?
I enjoy seeing my kids smile when she gets to dress up as fucking XYZ and go beg people for fucking candy. Right. I don't enjoy having to go through the candy because I don't trust people.
All right. All right, you ready? Toilet paper. Over or under?
Over.
It has to be over.
Okay.
Fucking, only fucking way to do it is over.
The patent says it's supposed to go over. Like that's how it's supposed to be.
Deep dish pizza is actually a casserole.
I don't even know. I know nothing about fucking Chicago style, any of that bullshit. I've never had any of it.
Deep dish pizza is crap. That's what deep dish
I've
pizza
never had any. I've never had any of it. Wouldn't know. Wouldn't last pass. One. Pass. What's the last one?
Florida is the worst state.
Disagree. Complete disagree. Easy disagree.
What's worse?
Missouri.
Disagree with that one too.
You only disagree because you live there.
Nope. I like Missouri.
I'll take fucking Missouri over fucking like Alabama and Mississippi, dude. Those two for sure. I will take
Alabama's pretty bad, but I say California.
Maybe I mean if we're talking if we're talking New York and California. Maybe if we're talking like natural disasters and shit, like fucking, I'll give you a little bit on that one. I'll give you a little bit on that one. That's a definite fucking, yeah. That wasn't a bad call.
I would go off of California or New York.
God, this one looks like
between Cali and New York.
This is level four, and it looks like it's like literally just filled with powder. This literally just looks like it's filled with powder.
Yeah.
This is
where I already put them in.
This is where they fuck you. This is where they fuck you. Okay, so boom, fire. Oh, excuse me. Oh, yes. Oh, hell yes, hot. Boom, fired up. Double the Reaper. Double the 7-pot brain strain. Clearly, like, this is up Jay's alley. And a massive.
Oh, and this is where we start getting the fucking scorpion pepper.
And a massive. Fuck. They call it a massive hit of Trinidad Moruga Scorpion. A massive hit.
So, I'm going to go ahead and say this before you actually take these to the face, Jay. Warning, the scorpion pepper has been known to burn a hole through people's intestines.
And that we're going to play the hot seat, by the way, too.
Why you got to fucking say it like that, bro? I gotta fucking take all the fucking wind out of my goddamn sails, bro. I'm like 42 years old, bro. Like, what the fuck, man?
You're only 42. You're only 42 your third time. Stop lying.
I'm only 42 once. I'm only fucking 42 once, dude.
Just fucking do it, Jay. You got this.
I'm trying to find a good. This is gonna
fuck. A good flow.
I can tell this one's gonna fucking. This is.
I only have
this
one.
Is gonna be the one that freaking you suffer on for a freaking minute. I can tell already. I can literally tell by the fucking way the like the dust inside looks.
Dusting.
The coloration of it alone,
it's fucking nasty, dude. This shit's fucking. I almost threw up on level three. I almost regurgitated. On level three, like fucking. Give me some good luck, guys. Give me some good vibes here, because freaking like I'm gonna try to fucking get through this one, dude. Like, so here we go.
Remember, and then for level four, we are playing the hot seat. Okay, right. get your divorce port papers ready. Get your friends in line, because it's about to get crazy right now.
Well, here we fucking go. Can't fucking wait for this. You guys ready? 3, 2, 1. Fuck me. This is so stupid.
Oh God. Oh God, no.
You're fired, Squillini. You're fucking fired. You're fired.
So, what is the valuable life lesson we have learned from this one? When Squillini comes with a hot challenge to the table, say fucking no.
Guys, I have an unopened package ship challenge right here, too. We should sell this in 10 years.
You should have done that instead of the fucking nuts, John. You'd have probably been better off.
I'm about to start reading daily affirmations for men, bro.
He's contemplating life right now.
Yo. No, this is not. This is so wrong. Are you ready for the hot seat?
Always.
And I'm gonna do this while sucking on one.
I'm gonna just go ahead and eat a second one. That first one didn't quite do me in.
For some odd reason, there wasn't a lot of kick to this one. Maybe because we've Chase is suffering right now.
There's not a lot of kick to it. We're the two that didn't take it straight to the face like he did. Like, his camera can't decide what color his skin's supposed to be right now. Like, now he's yellow.
It's because of these lights behind me.
Oh, yeah, I just now noticed your LED strip behind you.
I feel like I could finish this off now, because my mouth is probably fucking numb, you asshole. All right, hot seat. Holy shit. When I look in the mirror, what do I see?
Bad motherfucker.
Staring back at reality. Me.
I am reality.
I just did a second one of the level four.
What do you guys see?
I did too.
What do you guys see?
I see the best goddamn do-it-yourself at-home producer in the goddamn world. That's what the fuck I see.
There you go. That sounds like motivation right there. What do you got, Squillini? What do you see?
Right now, fucking nothing, because I can't even wear my glasses because they're fogging up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God, guys.
I don't think God's here right now, homie.
Okay. I'm starting to feel more like a man in number four, though.
Oh god, so what do I see?
Look how much of this I drank.
See the fucking Grim Reaper. I see death incarnate.
All right. Next one.
In my fucking Hawaiian shirt and shit. But,
if I could choose anyone in the world, whose life would I like to live?
Jay Campbell.
I don't want to live anybody else's life.
Yep, there it is.
I like my life.
I enjoy the fucking one I'm living right now.
Thank you.
I've had my ups. Yeah, I've had my downs.
But
those hardships, those ups, those downs, those problems are what made me get to the point I'm at today.
There are things in this life that I envy. It ain't fucking somebody else's life. I can promise you that. Oh, coming back to reality.
I should have added a stipulation. That next one. What is something I wish I did more often?
I'll always fucking spend more time with my fucking family, individually and collectively. That will always be that answer. No matter how much time I do or don't spend with them currently, that is like the only answer for me.
Yeah.
I will always say I wish I could spend more time with everybody. Always. Fucking friends, family, homies, third cousins, that fucking dude, that cool dude I fucking met in a fucking random ass bar in the middle of Kansas when we had to take shelter from a fucking storm. Like, all of you. I wish I could just fucking spend more fucking time with, like, everyone. That'd be fucking great. That would just be fucking great. You know what I mean? I wish you had more time. You guys remember that Man on Fire? Like,
yeah.
I wish.
I mean, and that's the same with me. I wish I had more time with dad, with my dad.
I can hear that. I feel you on that, homie. I feel you on that.
I wish I took more time. Give me two more, Jay. Give me two more, man.
Go.
Give me two more.
I got you.
Let me find good ones.
Here, I'll read find a couple of good ones. I'll read the level five.
Go for it.
Level five, heat level, regretfully hot, the death nut. 3 times, Carolina Reaper. 2 times, Maruga Scorpion. A blast of the wicked hot 7-pot primo pepper, plus a sprinkle of pure all natural 16 fucking million Scoville capsaicin crystals. If anything's gonna burn a hole through my intestines, it's fucking probably that piece of shit right there.
I got the two, all right?
All right, this one I'm setting a 5-minute timer for.
All right, hang on. Before we take it, I'm going to give you the last two, and then we're going to do karaoke. All right?
I'm not sure if fucking Jay's going to be able to do karaoke.
Oh, thanks. So.
Make it happen. Okay. I'm going to make it happen.
All right, so for the first of the last two hot seat questions, what baffles me of the opposite sex?
Nope, I am not answering this one. I plead the fucking fifth.
Come on.
Let me tell you something, troopers. I got a lot of time under my belt. All right, maybe a couple of notches in there too. I've been married and divorced. I have children. All female. I have no fucking clue what the fuck I am doing. I'm 42 years old, still clueless as fuck. I know nothing about the opposite sex, dude. Like, literally, like, after fucking 42 years, bro. Square one. Motherfucking one, bro. All
right, so you want me to do
square fucking one.
A random one. If I had a blank wall to graffiti, what would I write? I would write clean here.
Mother, should I trust the government? Joe?
I would probably just spray paint on it. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
I say all three answers are fair. All three all right. answers are fair.
The last hot seat question. What have I already done for the last time in my life?
The five fucking death nut challenge. as soon as I fucking finish taking this shit to the face, I'm like, no more fucking hot belly for fucking
I'm opening it up.
Well, dude, I like these challenges. I like what we're doing. No mas after this one. I'm not doing the hot belly shit anymore after this one. I'm gonna take this to the face. I'm not doing this again. I'm not doing this again. Never again.
I would rather do like a sour candy challenge than this ever again.
Never again, dude. I'm done. All right.
Hang on.
What's our time stamp right now? I haven't
50.
I haven't 50 minutes.
I haven't drank anything at this point. I've done nothing. Like,
good, Jay. Good.
All right, guys. And what was the actual challenge? It was like 5 minutes after.
Yeah. I've got that queued up.
Obviously, we didn't do the actual challenge. So I probably made it easier on myself by not doing it consecutively after like whatever ridiculous.
Yeah. Because if you did the chew, wait 30 seconds, chew, wait 30 seconds, chew, you'd have been burning still from the previous nuts.
Right. Right. Which I guess probably made it a little bit easier for me. So that's probably why I'm a little bit more
trying to find a small one.
Maybe take it to the face a little bit. I'm trying to hold this so everybody can see it. All right, guys, you ready? Just trying to hold it up. Hold on.
Let's see the size of the nut you got there, John.
Yeah, you guys are gonna have to show it because I'm taking shooters here. So Jay's on fire, dude.
One, two, three.
Today's a good day to fight, a good day to die.
You. Fuck you.
I'm not doing a second one of these, though.
What? I'm not doing a second one of those either.
Funny grunt noises.
He's going first for karaoke.
That tastes like ass. Before I do karaoke, I gotta wait this 5 fucking minutes.
Oh, almost lost.
Yeah, never doing that one again.
Who's going first?
Almost lost it. Hold on. Give me a second.
Yeah, you gotta wait till Jay's done swallowed his down.
I swallowed. Almost had a mistake.
My tongue's gone completely numb from that last nut. All right. I have started. Oh God. Oh, that fan feels good.
This one just took us out.
Did Frenchie do one too?
No, she didn't. Oh, this was bad. This was bad.
Anybody else's tongue numb?
Yo, my shit's fucked up right now.
Like, I'm not tasting shit for the next couple hours. That's damn
episode short. Of The Simpsons at the chili cook-off when Homer Keith gets the hottest chili pepper. Oh my God, I'm drooling.
Yeah. Is it cheating if I put a dip in? Because that's technically not eating or drinking anything.
Justin, the real challenge for me is not smoking anything through this. Who's going first?
Give me a second.
Hold on, sit down there, Bubs. The first one about took John out. The last one took Jay out. Remember that moment during basic training when we all had the basic training crud and they sent us through the gas chamber? Well, Jay just did that to his internal organs all over again.
You definitely fired Squillini.
Just with peanuts.
Next week.
Listen, we had a predetermined agreement. We do it at our own pace.
Oh, shit.
John, me and you noticed we weren't going to be able to do it all the way through like supposed to.
He looks like Drax. He looks like Drax. You okay, Jay?
You only got a minute and 34 seconds left, brother.
So much right now.
I've seen junkies on in Miami that look better than Jay does right now.
I farted all over the place. I probably just shit my pants right now. What's going on? Why, dude? I'm not even going to check until we're done recording.
Got you. Got the trash can right there in your lap.
Piss coming from my ass. Piss. Piss in the ass.
That's the 5 minutes, guys.
Piss out my man. Ass.
Gentlemen,
we salute you.
Hey, are you okay?
If you having sinus problems, I feel you bad for you, son. I got 99 problems and my sinuses ain't one. That's what Jay's thinking right now.
Jay, are you all right?
Oh.
Sure.
Fucking A.
Do you want to go first at karaoke?
Yeah. I'll go first. Fuck.
I think you need to.
Delilah, give me, I need one sock out of there. One sock out of that pile right there.
Why?
Because I'm going to have to wipe my mouth so I can sing.
One sock. You were going to
them. I'm so sorry for the people who watch this. They break up for 7 minutes straight. What the fuck? I'm dying, bro.
Oh, shit. Give me a second, John.
No, you're good, man. You tell me what you're fucking
Bro, you take as much time as you need because you did the unthinkable.
No, not that one. God damn it. Wrong one.
Oh, fuck me sideways and shit in a stick.
Yes. Don't do this, people. This was a bad idea.
All right, John. Oh, I don't even remember what song I picked. Is there gonna be a screen I can read off of?
I could do that for you, my friend.
Are people still gonna be able to see me?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So that I can, like, until I'm ready to drink. I haven't taken a drink yet. This really hurts.
I think you need to.
Jay, do you need to stop? Do you need to stop the show?
No, not yet. I think I need to sing a karaoke song. I'll wipe my face. That's about as far as I'm going. Turn that shit up, dude. Whatever the fuck it is, I don't even remember what the fuck I did. Just turn it up.
Let's go.
Oh, fuck yeah, bro. Yeah.
Barely hear it, John.
You are my fire. You are desire, believe when I say I want it that way. Our two worlds apart.
Come closer.
Can reach to your heart when you say I want it that way, and tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never wanna hear you say I want it that way. Am I your fire, the one desire? Yes, I know it's too late, but I want it that way. Tell me why ain't nothing but a heartache. Tell me why ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why I never want to hear you say I want.
The best part.
Now I can see that we're falling apart from the way that we used to be. Yeah. No matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me, you are my fire, the one desire. You are. I wanna hear you. Ain't nothing but a heart. Ain't nothing but a mistake. And tell me why I never wanna hear you say, and I want it that way.
That was disgusting, Jay.
Oh, look, I'm drinking Bud Light. Bud Light. Do you guys like Bud Light? I like Bud Light. And trans people.
The fuck, John?
Jay, are you fucking serious? Did you just really fucking say that?
Fuck yeah. I love trans people, bro. They're my homies, dude. Fucking, here's a Bud Light. Cheers to fucking Bud Light and Anheuser-Busch. Fuck all you fucking haters, dude. I don't give a fuck. This DD214 game, I do whatever the fuck I want. I like freedom. You know what I like? I like fucking freedom. How about that?
Oh, shit.
Fucking pussies. Fucking snowflake pussies. You know who I'm talking to. Talking to you, bitch. Fucking listening to us on fucking Easter in church instead of listening to that fucking sermon. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Wait, what?
Who's next? You or me, Squilini?
I mean, I can go again if you guys aren't ready.
I just dropped my song in the fucking private chat.
Oh, you changed it?
No, I gave you a better site than a better YouTube channel for this shit than whatever fucking you were using before.
That sound is probably way off. I hope my audio is fucking okay. Did I do okay?
It was the audio kept dropping in and out.
I'm having trouble really remembering much of the last like 30 minutes. Like the heat level got kind of intense there for a second, so I kind of went into a blackout without even drinking anything. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Oh, damn. We got another Backstreet Boys song. Do you need me to put the screen up for this one?
Do it, Joe. Do it.
Yep.
Rock your body. Everybody, rock your body right. Backstreet's back, all right. Oh my God, we're back again.
Yes, lady.
Brothers, sisters, everybody sing. Gonna bring the flavor, show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Am I the only one? Yeah, my sexual. Yeah, am I everything you need? You better rock your body now, everybody. Yeah, rock your body. Yeah. As I'm singing, the spice is coming back up my fucking throat. All right. Now throw your hands up in the air. Wave them around like you just don't care. You want a party? Let me hear you yell. Cause we got it going on again. Am I original? Am I the only one? Am I sexual?
It cut out again?
No. The missus is throwing me off now because she just texted me. Are you singing in there? And you sound like a dying whale. Okay, that's my karaoke. I'm not
you did good, Joe. You did good, Joe. You did
concentration.
Joe, you did good.
My concentration level's just not fucking there. I keep getting distracted. And I don't get what's going on with these karaoke songs, because if you notice, as it's highlighting words, the background music starts cutting out.
I just go off of what I'm hearing half the time. Like, that's just like, I don't, I've been singing karaoke a long time and I learned to just memorize the songs that you're singing. And then when you hear the music, you don't have to worry about the words on the screen. Okay, I'm still kind of in a blackout. Like, I'm feeling a lot of pain right now. Just gonna fucking throw it out there.
Okay, so,
It's all good.
I'm about to finish it up.
Let's do it, Joe or John. I mean, John.
Let's go.
Okay. I'm so proud of you, John. I'm so fucking proud of you, bro.
Good thought you'd never know what it's like. Your blood freezes just like ice, and there's a calmly lonely night that shines from you. You'll wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. Did you think this fool could ever win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love and a simple way. If you need to know, while I'm still standing away. I'm still standing better than I ever did. God damn, this is hard. Then a true survivor. These nuts will never win.
There you go.
I'm still standing after all this time. You guys didn't see me put two more nuts in this time.
Nice.
I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Once I never could hope to win. You're starting down the road, leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down. If a love was just a circus, you'd be a clown by fucking now. I'm still standing, better than I ever did. I'm looking like a true survivor. I'm feeling like I ever did. Yes, I'm still standing, after all this time. Picking up the pieces of my life.
Fucking A.
Got you on my mind.
Fucking A. Fucking A, John. Oh. Fuck yeah.
I am dying.
Yeah, we all are. That was not the last line of the song, John, damn it.
One fucking day at a time, bro. One fucking day at a time. We all are. Don't worry.
Oh, shit.
Dude, my stomach is on fire, bro. My stomach's on fire, bros. Okay. But that's okay.
Don't worry. I just won't be back next week. I get it.
No, I need to sanitize my headphones.
I feel like I need to sanitize my fucking guts, dude.
Oh, don't worry. Ooh. Those nuts are going to sanitize your guts. On the way out, they're cleaning everything out.
Oh, I know. Trust me, I know.
It's just a little bit slower than, you know, drinking the calcium nitrate.
Next time we're doing the Bean Boozle.
We're not doing no more of this fucking food nasty hot cold sour.
Not even the Bean Boozle?
No mas.
So no the thing stuff. Is, I did the Fiery Five Bean Boozled, and even the Carolina Reaper jelly bean in that wasn't fucking hot.
Yeah, there's hot.
It was sweet,
like stupid, and this was kind of stupid.
This was stupid.
This fucked
me up. Oh, that first one. Once I
couple of fucking hammer shots. Couple of hammer shots to the head, definitely.
If I took one nut each bag, maybe two, probably would have been
like okay. I feel like I got fucking shot below my fucking kit, dude. Oh,
I feel it all here, like in my stomach. I'm not gonna lie to you, I kind of like this setup with me standing up.
Standing up is probably not a bad idea right now. Oh man,
well, Jay, you fucking did it.
Yeah,
because here's the thing, you stand up, it's just gonna evacuate within seconds.
Yeah.
We're gonna find out soon enough.
Oh man, so overall, that was a fucking fantastic episode. This was a fantastic episode.
We did pretty good.
I just want to check real quick. I mean, Star Wars Celebration has happened, but there is no game news on that. But I expect to get some announcements on Star Wars Eclipse and other titles soon, including the most anticipated title of the month, Star Wars Fallen Jedi. Whatever the
fuck it's called. Jedi Survivor.
Jedi Survivor. Excuse me. I keep messing that up. It's highly anticipated. If you look at some of the gameplay that's out there, it looks...
Fallen was the first one.
Fallen was the first one. Holy shit. Ain't really much going on. Everything looks good. We're waiting for
Star Wars. Don't we have Star Wars news? Were there like movies announced and shit?
Well, break it down, Squillini, real quick.
Because apparently I'm the one that has like solid breathing with this news right now. So
John, you look pale, man. You look pale, John. You old chalky bastard. You're looking like you just walked up from ground zero. Like, look at this.
On today's episode of How Fucked Up Is Fucked Up.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
You okay, dude? Are you going to make it? You're doing, dude.
I'm going to make it. I feel great.
Dude, you're fucking champ. You're fucking champ, bro. Like, you are, like, you, like, I'm so fucking proud of you today, dude. You have no idea. Squealy, what were you, I mean, you going to say, man? I'm sorry.
I even willingly took a couple free shots, too, just for the hell of it. So,
appreciate you, dude. I appreciate you.
Start off, Quilini.
Band of brothers, man. We suffer fucking together, right? We suffer together.
I kind of can understand why they give you so many nuts, because just one nut doesn't do jack shit at each level.
Unless you're a guy like me.
Well, I mean,
I think two or three would suffice. Two or three.
I think if you did stuff like this more often, you'd be a lot more adept at freaking handling it. That's just my personal opinion. But that's
yeah, I mean, we're not guys that sit here and like run a YouTube channel where all we do is spicy food challenges.
No,
I just
next challenge is gonna be whose dick is biggest challenge.
I'm not playing that.
That'll be on our OnlyFans.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm just gonna check out your OnlyFans and freaking, I already know probably who wins that one. It's probably you, John, because you're like the smallest out of all three of us. It's usually the smallest guy's got the biggest dick. It's always the smallest guy's got the biggest dick. Like, I don't know why. Seems to be like a weird rule in like the male kingdom. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of times,
it's a really fucked up rule.
It's a really fucked up rule. Like, I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of jealous, and I hate it. And it's fucking. But I've seen it more times than I. It's not scientific. It's anecdotal. Yeah. But from what I've seen over my lifetime with other dudes around me in the flesh, like,
yeah, but
small guys have a good ratio of getting endowed.
Absolutely. Now, we do have some special announcements that came out with Star Wars. As we do know, we have our regular original timeline, but.
So there's a couple announcements that I am wholeheartedly in agreement with. There's a couple things that I'm just like, why? Why the fuck are we going down this fucking road? So to start with, we have gotten a teaser and a release month at least for the Ahsoka Tano series. The teaser trailer, we get the debut of the Star Wars Rebel crew, which we've gotten little hints of here and there throughout the three seasons of Mandalorian so far. You know, we had Chopper, the droid, was I think in season one.
Yes, he was.
Then Ahsoka came in, end of season one, season two area.
Became a main character, a strong character for the show.
Then this season we got Zeb. Well, we now have gotten the rest of the Rebels crew. We got Ezra. Small little glimpse of Ezra, but we got Ezra nonetheless. So now we have officially in the current timeline three known living Jedi. We have Ahsoka, we have Ezra, and Luke is still alive.
Yeah. This is big news, especially for those who follow the lore, the timeline, and stuff like that. I think what I love that they're doing this is that now these questions that fans like you and me and others have had, now some of them are going to get answered.
So pretty much what the Ahsoka series is going to boil down to is it's still a continuation off of the Mandoverse, but it's going to pick up where Star Wars Rebels more or less left off. So we're going to get Admiral Thrawn, which we got a glimpse of his lovely blue ass.
Didn't you guys talk about that like on the last episode or some shit?
So we mentioned Thrawn was coming. We didn't see
Mandalorian,
and then we figured we would get him in Mandalorian itself before the end of this season. It might still happen. We still have one more episode of Mandalorian left. However, due to Jay not being able to watch the episode yet this week, we are holding off on our review until next week of this week's episode. So we'll get a double dose of reviews of Mando.
Is that the season finale?
I believe so.
So next week is
either next week or the week after, one of the two. Okay. All right. So here's the thing that kind of sucks with that, everybody. We don't get to next week when we review the next episode. Hear Jay tell us how we called shit, because you know that's what me and John do. We'll break down the We'll talk about that. I got a thought on that.
Eight episodes.
So this week coming up is the last episode of the season of season three of Mando. But back to Star Wars Celebration and what they've mentioned for cinematic slash TV. We've got Ahsoka coming with a August of this year release date. So we're only a couple months around the fucking corner before we get to see Rosario Dawson and the crew of Rebels kick ass.
And everyone looks great. Everyone looks fantastic.
And they are nailing the fucking coffin. Head of the hair, just spot on with the characters and the way they look for their live action counterparts. On top of that, it has been announced that The Mandalorian is going to be coming to an end soon with a 3-movie release. They're going to do 3 movies after the final season of the show to close out the chapter of Din Djarin and Grogu.
Boo. I say boo. I'm gonna immediately boo that. Just fucking boo on that. Go ahead.
We have The Acolytes, which is more
excited about that.
Which is more Old Republic era slash
our first oldest timeline Star Wars show. And it's coming in live action.
And it's gonna be live action. They didn't really release much of it. There's some leaked stuff of some images and some clips that were shown, but not a whole lot publicly released on that show yet. Now, the one thing, and Andor season 2, the final season of Andor, because Andor sucked, is coming out next year.
And then Skeleton Crew with Jude Law.
Now, movie front, we're going to get the 3 Mando movies. And then they announced 2 others that are unnamed projects right now. However, one of which is taking place after episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. It's having Daisy Ridley come back as Rey. And the synopsis that they released is a new era of Jedi is rising. And a female Jedi has opened a new academy to train the new generation.
Hey guys, you want to play word association again? Oversaturation. Go.
I don't think it's oversaturation. It's bad. It's just a bad idea because
Star Wars. I'm just gonna say I associate Star Wars with oversaturation. Right now.
Here's the thing. So for people like Jay fucking Campbell.
Yep.
It's oversaturation. Completely. For people like me and John, who are so deep in the Star Wars lore that George Lucas should be sucking our nuts.
Correct. By all means, enjoy it.
It's something we're wanting is some of these stories we want. This after the Rise of Skywalker, because episode 9, we were told episode 9 was the end of the Skywalker era. And if they're going to do a follow-up movie with Rey coming back, that officially negates them that being the end of the Skywalker.
Pull the spoiler alert up real quick.
I don't know why anybody ever trusts anything corporate fucking Satan's cock ever tells me.
I remember was that she was a Palpatine too, wasn't she? Like she said
she wasn't technically a Skywalker. She was a Palpatine, but she chose the light side. She didn't go the path that.
Wait, didn't she say Palpatine at the end of the movie?
No, she said my name is Rey Skywalker.
Fucking bitch.
Yeah.
She took on the name of Skywalker.
I wouldn't fucking know because I never watched the fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, I know. Listen to me. That movie,
I have no intentions, wills, or wants to go see.
But look, also, we haven't heard from John Boyega about this, which he has clearly said he doesn't want to come back. Oscar Isaac, which, you know, most likely. We also have other people that are now part of the canon, you know, but anyways, you know, fuck the future. let's go into the past and tell us about the movies that are coming out in the old timeline. These are the ones I'm truly excited for.
So, I mean, but see, that's the thing. There's not a lot that's been released. We just know that there's going to be
Dawn of the Jedi.
Four or five movies. We're going to get the three that end the Mando saga. We're going to get this bullshit movie with fucking Daisy Ridley. And then we're going to get some Old Republic era titles.
I'm going to watch zero of them.
If you look at that list, Galena, the first one, right? Dawn of the Jedi. So from what I've been reading about that, that one is Craig May. No, I forgot the guy's name. The one who's working on it said that that film is going to be the tale of how the Jedi are rising, right? But my thought is, I want to see the motherfucker who finally thought, let's put a kyber crystal inside of a fucking piece of metal and turn it into a sword. You know, these are little intricate things I hope that we get to see. But I'm personally excited. I'm probably, you know, me and my wife are probably going to end up watching Star Wars tonight anyway. Fuck it. You know, and I'm personally excited for this new era in Star Wars. Not so much for what they're doing with the Skywalker series, the new Jedi Republic or the new Jedi something. They got a crazy name for it. I mean,
new bullshit to make more money for the fucking mouse. Get out there and make me some fucking money.
There are plenty of other characters that they can use to build a bigger story with, and that's my opinion of that. You know,
what we'll call it.
Yeah. But that's all I got. So I mean, if you guys want to hit the final thought, Squalini, I think that was you. Do you guys have anything to say before we? Before we get to that, I'm looking if there's any breaking news here before we.
No breaking news. Probably like fucking Ukraine is still fucking smashing Russia.
Yeah.
And fucking bullshit's happening here at home, and everything is still going to be okay, guys. So just fucking hang in there.
Yeah, the president of Nintendo won't confirm or deny that a Zelda movie is in the works.
I'm just going to get my mouth shut. I love you, John.
Thank you.
So, dude, on the Zelda movie thing, I'm actually going to see the fucking Mario movie tomorrow.
Okay.
I
would like to hear reviews on this.
Fuck, I had a review for Tetris the movie. I'll do that next week.
And from what I've heard of this Mario movie, they are literally setting up for a Nintendo cinematic universe.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
So that's where
everything have to be fucking come the fuck on. Boring. Hey,
listen, if they end it with a fucking Smash Bros. Movie where all the universes collide and then it's just fucking like Mario and fucking Link beating the shit out of each other, I will be perfectly okay with this.
Fuck it.
I fucking quit, dude. This is why I don't fucking go see movies anyways. Like, this is exactly fucking why. This kind of shit is exactly why I don't bother. Like,
yeah.
This is why we don't ask.
Thank you. Hey, that's a smart man, right? That's how I know you're my friend. You're smart enough to not even fucking. Hey, Jay, did you watch that? No, the fuck I didn't.
Before we do hit our final thought, if you guys have a chance, watch Tetris the movie. I'd love to review that with you guys next week. I thought it was a fantastic film, and it's historically accurate.
Historically accurate to what?
To what really happened?
To make the game
how the game came to be.
We covered the history of Tetris on the show in the early days. Yeah.
I'm familiar with the origin of the game. I didn't know if that was what the actual movie was about. Like,
oh yeah, yep, it's cool. It's not an adaptation of people of
hey, what like was
Ryan Reynolds playing the L shaped block or something. You know, it's not one of those
sci-fi movie last night. Yeah,
and yeah, I mean, I got nothing else.
Sputnik. That's the name of it? The one I fell asleep to last night? But that I like?
Sputnik.
It was like the sci-fi with the...
Yes.
So we started watching the movie last night. I'll give a full review next week because I fell asleep to it last night, but I did enjoy it. I didn't fall asleep out of boredom. I was tired, like I worked yesterday and robble, robble. Anywho, it's called Sputnik.
Okay. Look at his face. He's like, it's called what now?
I didn't think it was called Sputnik. It's a Russian movie. Like, no shit. Oh, it's a Russian movie.
Of course he fell asleep.
But I didn't. Well, no, but it was actually quite compelling, and I was enjoying it. But it isn't. Yeah, and yes, absolutely. Fuck Russia, dude. Like,
I mean, Russia.
But, no, it was actually quite a compelling movie. It's sci-fi and good story. I need to watch the rest of it, but I did not realize it was named Sputnik, because that when Nikki told me that was the title, that threw me off, because I was like, why would they call it? Yeah, it's like Russian sci-fi horror. So like, it was different. It was different. And I'll give arts and entertainment are arts and entertainment, regardless of what country they come from around the world. So like, not everything that comes out of Russia is bad, right? Like, yeah. We've always said on here, we fucking completely disagree with the Russian government, not necessarily with all the people. Although after a year in fucking Ukraine, the people are starting to piss me off too, because they're not fucking rising up to do anything about the fact that like hundreds of thousands of their fucking boys are coming back in body bags right now. If they're coming back at all, instead of turning Ukrainian soil into fucking sunflowers this spring. Yeah. So whatever. We'll stop right there with that. So happy Easter, everyone.
Absolutely. And for the final thought, Squalina, you still taking it today, this week?
Yeah, I got it this week.
All right.
So I just want to start off, everyone. You know, there's a big mental health crisis in this country right now. And, you know, there are tools out there for everybody to get the assistance they need. Now, with that being said, if you need an ear, if you need to just talk to somebody, if you feel like you've had enough, don't cave. Reach out to your battle buddies, your friends, your family. There's the National Suicide Hotline, you know, *988 or 1-800-273-TALK. That's 1-800-273-8255. If you don't want to talk to a stranger and you want to talk to a friend, reach out. If you're not feeling it, if you're not the one that's feeling sad and depressed, check on your friends, check on your family. You never know what everybody's going through. You might just see, you know, Jay, John, me smiling and laughing and acting a fucking fool during the episode. But you don't know what we're actually going through on a day to day. Just like if you're smiling and we're talking and having a conversation, I don't know if that's real or fake. So check on your friends, even if you're not feeling sad, even if you're not depressed and you are needing to talk to someone. Check on your friends, because it can, one text message to a buddy saying, hey, how are you, could save a life. There's way too many issues with the mental health care system in this country. And all we can really do is rely on each other and rely on the tools that we have. So please, please reach out if you're feeling alone, if you feel like you need something. Doesn't matter time of day, doesn't matter whether you feel that person's too busy to talk that you might want to reach out to. Text a group, text one person. If you don't get a response, text somebody else. Continue reaching out. Don't give up. We want to see everybody back here in 168 for formation. We don't want to lose another. It happens too fucking much. Me personally, Jay, I'm sure John, all three of us have been through it. We've buried battle buddies because of it. Don't become part of the statistic. Reach the fuck out.
We know you can do it. You just saw us do it. I just saw John do some shit that I never thought I'd see him do, like, ever. You know what that means, John? Next time you come out to Kansas City, dude, we'll go to Worlds of Fun again, dude. And I'm gonna get you on one of those fucking psycho ass roller coasters, dude.
No, no, no. That's
Oh yeah. If you can do
John, trust me, a roller coaster is a hell of a lot more safer than eating those nuts.
Like that was and easier. And
a lot of people are going to get vomit on them if I go on a roller coaster.
I'll take video and get covered myself. It'd be worth it. Worth it. Totally fucking worth it.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much, baby. Yep. Thank you so much for
putting thank you, Frenchie. Thanks for being a good
yes,
sport,
thank you, Frenchie.
That was cool. Guys, like Squalini said, we want to see you in 168.
Be safe if you do them. Just freaking be good. We'll see you guys in 168.